OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's good, everybody? This is your girl, Carla B, and you are tuned in to the E-Buzz.
Carla B, Hollywood bound.
Welcome back, y'all, to another session of the E-Buzz with yours truly, Carla B. Thrilled it is Friday because I have the luxury of being here with y'all. And if you're tuning in, you are listening to the E-Buzz on EOTMradio.com, where you will get all the breaking news in entertainment, politics, exclusive celebrity interviews, behind-the-scenes first looks, red carpets, and Hollywood's hottest stories from the world of film, music, television, fashion, literature, interactive media, and so much more, y'all. So we're going to definitely keep things moving. If you're streaming live from our radio page, make sure, or I should just ask you, I'm going to ask you very nicely, if you could, it would be great if you can like us. There's a little Facebook like button, so once you click that, we'll get an instant email saying that we got another friend or another fan. So we appreciate all that, y'all. So make sure if you are streaming live from EOTMRadio.com, like us. Click on that Facebook like button. And also, if you have not already locked EOTMBlog.com into your browser, you are so missing out on the 411 on all the entertainment news, celebrity red carpet, exclusive interviews, world news, politics, and so much more. We talk about a little of everything on that site. That's EOTMblog.com. So make sure you visit and you leave a comment. And tonight, y'all, we have a very, very exciting, very special show tonight because we are talking about something that's very dear to a lot of our ATL people's hearts. We're talking about something that some people are calling it kind of a travesty, if you will, an injustice with what's going on with the ex-sheriff, Victor Hill. And tonight, y'all, we will be speaking exclusively with the former sheriff, Victor Hill's official spokesperson, Gerald Rose, and he'll be talking about Hill's 37 indictment charges and so much more. So with that, before we even dive into everything that we're going to talk about with this whole Victor Hill thing, I want to definitely welcome our guest, Gerald Rose, to the E-Buzz. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Carla.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for giving us a portion of your Friday evening. I know it's a little bit late in Atlanta. It's only 7 here, but it's 10 there. So I do want to say thank you, you know, for giving us a portion of your Friday and sharing with us, you know, your thoughts are in regards to this situation. Now, before we talk about Victor Hill, I do want you to share with our listeners a little bit about you. I know that you're CEO of New Order. So explain to us a little bit about what your organization do and how you came about to even be, you know, working or helping, if you will, the embattled ex-sheriff.
I am founder and CEO of New Order National Human Rights Organization. I am originally from Toledo, Ohio. My dad was a human rights activist. We deal with racial profiling, school bullying. We deal with a lot of legal issues, just basically out being the voice for the voiceless. We're in between the mission statement of Martin Luther King and a little Malcolm X. And we just doing a lot of great things. Had opportunity to be on CNN a couple times, ESPN with Michael, Vic, fell on his back. Of course, God has blessed him again. I had an opportunity to go to Mississippi to address an issue where Carlo of white teens ran over a guy named James Anderson. So we travel a lot throughout the United States. You know, God has really blessed me. I'm a young man. You know, I have a wonderful, dedicated organization because I can't do this by myself, Carla. Without them, there would not be no Gerald Rose. You know, so I just want to thank my team for believing in me and resolve these issues that's going on in the community nationwide.
Okay. That's definitely a great thing that you're doing. I think I remember seeing you when I was in Atlanta when everything was going on with Michael Vick. So I definitely want to commend you on your work. You know, with that, definitely it's a beautiful thing to be able to see anybody, black or white, you know, come up from under a situation such as that. So great, great work with that. You said your organization is called New Order National?
Yes, New Order National Human Rights Organization. We are 501c nonprofit. And we just do a lot of great things. You know, I had the opportunity to go to Ohio last week to speak to over 50-some kids concerned about violence in the community. As of right now, the 17-year-old called me a couple of days ago saying, you know what, Mr. Rose, I think this is my calling. Because without the young people, we have to reach out to our young people. That's our future. And when he called me and explained to me, you know, that this is his call, I almost started shedding a tear because if we don't get to our young people, you know, we can just save one child, Carla, we reached our goal. And I'm just concerned about the youth violence, our own violence, the black-on-black crime. I'm very frustrated about that. You know, this is Black History Month. You know,
this is
the time we're supposed to come together and show unity. But when you turn on the 6 o'clock news and we're still killing each other, you know, I hate when our young men are sagging. I'm just very disappointed what's going on in our community. But you know what? We cannot give up.
Right. We cannot, definitely. I want to ask you this, as far as your involvement with Victor Hill, how did this happen? Did someone within his company approach you, or did someone from your organization decide to step up and try to help this guy out?
Well, actually, I was contacted by a friend of Victor Hill, and I live in Cobb County, and Victor Hill is a resident of Clayton County, and he came to my house twice and said, Mr. Rose, I need your help. And I told Mr. Hill, I said, look, I usually don't get involved with situations like this, you know, but you have to be honest with me. You have to be honest with me because he is got over 37 indictments. But after I met with him and met with the attorneys and reading over the paperwork and things like that, this is nothing but a political attack. Let me remind you that Victor Hill was the first African-American sheriff that won in Clayton County. So when he first took office, he cleaned house. And I'm going to be honest with you, Carla. The reason why he's under attack because he fired too many white people when he first came in office. And ever since then, he's been under attack. Now, when he was in office, crime was down. The jail was ran like a scared straight program. You know, and again, things have changed in that county. Now, under the administration now, we have questions. About 5 people just walked out of the Clayton County Jail. It's a lot of things that's going on, and now we feel this 4 years later after he announced his candidacy for sheriff, it seemed like he's being under attack again, you know, again. So it's bigger than Victor Hill. I look at this issue as, first of all, very political, and who is really behind this investigation. And right now, things are be honest, only thing Victor Hill is guilty of is running for sheriff. Again, let me repeat myself. Only thing that Victor Hill is guilty of is running for sheriff. And I looked at the paperwork, you know, and he admitted, Mr. Rose, I did some things, but it ain't what the media is saying. They put in, like, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. It's not like that, Carla.
Okay.
It's not like
that. Let me ask you this. Let's get down to the 37 count indictments that currently against Victor Hill. Mm-hmm. It basically says that he used county cars for getaways and county credit cards for shopping sprees and taped county employees for his own or tapped county employees for his own campaign and charity events. Bellico states that alleges that he also took money for himself from re-election campaign accounts, according to the charges in the 51-page indictment based on that grand jury investigation. The indictment charges also charges Hill with 4 counts of racketeering, 29 counts of theft by taking, 2 counts of making false statements, and 1 count each of violation of oath of a public officer and influencing a witness. Drew realized that he was once a homicide detective and a legislator. He was elected in 2004 on a promise of reforming the sheriff's office, and I was living in Clayton County at that time. Actually, I think I was living in Henry County at that time, but I was a PAC resident of Clayton County, so I do know that it was definitely needed. What he was promising as far as the reforming of the sheriff's office was definitely needed then. I know I was one of the ones that was happy to see him there. On the first day in office in 2005, as you mentioned, he fired 27 employees who were escorted out of the building under the watchful eyes of snipers posted on the roof. The fire workers were rehired, as we all know, and the county had to pay about $7 million in damages. Now, of course, all these, you know, indictments, Victor Hill says that he is not guilty, but there is a lot of evidence. So what do you say about the evidence that the grand jury claims that they have?
That sounds big. You're innocent until proven guilty. Again, I mean, looking at the indictments myself, and on the outside looking in, I know this does look bad for Victor Hill. It's just the fact that when Victor Hill was incarcerated, when he, you know, got indicted and got locked up, the current sheriff administration, under some strong evidence, threatened several bondsmen to not let him get out of jail. This was reported. So it's a lot of dirty stuff that's going on out in Clayton County. And again, on the outside looking in, Carla, I do understand that's very serious. It's just the fact that I think that it's bigger than what it is, and I think Victor Hill is going to walk away, because I'm going to be honest with you. If I got 37 indictments on top of my head, why would I even try to run for sheriff?
Right.
I mean, think about that, you know. And what's going on now, not afraid to say it, it's a lot of corruption going on with the current administrator. It's just a fact. Even the media, when I had my press conference, before the cameras was on, one of the reporters said, well, Mr. Rose, Clayton County is known for dirty politics. So I wonder, how should I take that? You know, what is really going on out here? You know, I read an email from the current sheriff saying, hey, if you follow Victor Hill today, you could take off work today. This was on an email. So I'm starting to figure out, okay, what is really going on here? Okay, after 4 years later, why is all this stuff coming up? Why is that?
Mm-hmm.
Now he's being followed right now, you know, and he did tell me a certain little thing that you mentioned he's guilty of. You know, it was a laptop that was questioned. The laptop was left with the current sheriff administration. You know, he did admit of some things. It's just the fact that I think that when you say 37 indictments or whatever, something is, I feel that all that stuff is not true. And the attorney, which is a strong attorney, will prove Victor Hill's innocent. It's just the fact from day one, when Victor Hill took office, every day on the media, it was all something about negativity. He was fighting with the county commissioner, Elgin Bell, the chairman. It was just an ongoing fight. But I could tell you one thing is that when a little baby in Clayton County lost his life over income check, and I went into Clayton County to seek justice, my life was being threatened. And when I did a prayer vigil out there, Victor Hill had so much security around me, you know, I could say thank you. The current administrative now is some questions on his motive. I have tried to contact him or whatever to sit down with him and express my views, because we get a lot of calls from Clayton County as well. But like I said, I do understand that what he's facing, but I do know that God is going to work this out, because this reminds me of the Michael Vick situation, Carla. This, it reminds me, and Victor Hill might have to sit down for a while, but it's just the fact that God gets people attention. But it just seemed like everybody's just talking negative about him. But we go to church on Sunday, ask for forgiveness, you know, and things like that. But it's like Monday through Saturday, everybody's on this man. But I can honestly feel behind them cameras, he really want to help and cut down crime in Clayton County.
Okay. So in regards to the Michael Vick situation, I know well, he admitted to the dogfighting, and of course that's against the law. But I do agree. Whereas they used him as a scapegoat,
mm-hmm.
so I definitely know that. But there still was a crime done. So my question to you in regards to Victor Hill, do you believe that he stole county money?
I believe a crime was done, but I just feel that all what they're going after him, I don't think is that much money involved on the paperwork that
right.
I see. I just don't jump in anything because I've seen some things on indictment, $4 here, $10
mm-hmm.
here, certain
mm-hmm.
all some misdemeanor stuff. But the way that the media is putting it and the way that is just the fact that it's going to be proven that what he's accused of, he's going to beat majority of the situation that he's alleged of because of the evidence that I've seen. It's just the fact
right.
that as an activist on the outside, look, even if Victor Hill was not even running for sheriff, I'm going to question on what's going on in Clayton County because of the emails that I've seen, the stuff that's going on right now, the current sheriff, one of his assistants under investigation now. It's just the fact Clayton County has some issues. And what's sadder part about it, Carla, to be honest, is two of us fighting each other. And I'm being honest with you. I hate when we're not getting along and other people outside looking in like, man, what are they doing? I'm really upset about that, to be honest. I'm looking at the broader picture on two officials are running for office that looks like me, that dress like me, just as dark as me, and this stuff is going on in the media, how they're arguing with each other. You know, Sheriff Kimbrough made a comment on the news that, about time Victor Hill get out of prison, you know, his election is going to be over. I mean, it's just nonsense coming from an elected official.
It is the politics. You know, politics is very nasty. We see what's going on right now in the presidential,
right.
you know, the campaigns
right.
and the primaries and all that stuff. It's, you know, politics is a very nasty business. It really is.
And I'm going to be honest with you. Since he got out of jail when there was some calls made to several bondsmen threatening if they let Victor Hill out, a lot of organizations behind, besides New Order, is supporting Victor Hill. You got the Rainbow
mm-hmm.
Push, Brother Joe Beasley, the Action Network. So people seeing the majority of picture how they're treating this black man
mm-hmm.
in Clayton County. Now organizations is seeing a bigger picture. It's like, okay, is this stuff really actually true? What is
right,
really going
right.
on? So you're innocent to proven guilty, but the media automatically convicted
this
man, you know,
yeah.
and things like that. So you have to be patient. We have to
right.
be patient in the city of Atlanta. And after, again, he was incarcerated and things like that and the bondsman situation, a lot of everybody like, whoa, what's up? What's going on? You know?
Yeah, that was definitely something very suspicious, but... You know, I mean, it's the dirty game of politics,
mm-hmm.
and typically anything when it comes to politics, especially when it's big, you know, the mainstream media they're going to run with it. They're going to run to the biggest story.
Right.
I want to ask a couple of questions. I know that just from what I've been following with the story, records were obtained by CBS Atlanta news show that Victor Hill had transferred $7,000 from his campaign to a corporation where he was named as president, secretary, and treasurer.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I was reading that, I'm like, oh, my God. It looks like they're really digging deep to really make him look bad. is there anything that you can elaborate on this as to, you know, what these numbers really meant or is what, the mainstream media is trying to depict? Is this false or what are your thoughts on it?
That don't sound good either, but I'm going to be honest with you. The media has been unfair to Victor Hill since he stepped in office, and I think this situation going on now, they're going to give every opportunity to make him look bad. Even on today's news, Victor Hill asked for a gag order because of he feels that he's getting unfair treatment
right.
The media and things like that. So I understand. It's just the fact that it's going to come to the courtroom to prove his innocence.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's going to come down to. People can judge you and all that. Now, of course, all this indictments. But his attorney is very comfortable on this case. And I'm just glad that Victor Hill have came to me He has seen my work in the community. I'm not elected official, but I can be a voice to move things around in the city. You know, and then the attorney is very convinced with me on any kind of public statements. And it's funny when Victor Hill, the attorney, said, you know what, they might put a gag order on Victor Hill and the attorney, but they don't have no gag order on Mr. Rose. I'm going to continue to try to speak out, you know. And I don't know everything that basically was going on, but I can honestly say that for some reason God told me to get involved in this. You know, and when there's criticism involved, it goes with the territory. And believe me, I'm getting a lot of criticism. I got a lot of criticism with Michael Vick, but now people owe me, if you know what I'm saying.
So I'm
going to stick with Victor Hill because when I met him, and again, when he came to me, I did tell him, I know something is going on, but it's just the fact that I do understand when you first took office and what happened on the first day, they was going to come after you. I knew it from day one because you was the first ever African-American Clayton County Sheriff, you know, in Clayton County. So it was a change.
Uh-huh.
You know, like here in Cobb County, you know, I'm having a march here in Cobb County, which is mostly Caucasian, and it's never happened before. It's all about a change. So I'm getting criticized about that. Sometimes you have to step out on faith. And
really
for some reason, I have this man back.
Right. Really quickly, I want to go back a little bit to the gag order because I know that Victor Hill says that he can't respond based on the grand jury rules that prevent him from talking about evidence presented to the grand jury. But from what I understand, as of right now, there is no gag order in the case of preventing him from defending himself. Mm-hmm. And considering there's a lot of just mainstream negativity going on, all this stuff that they're putting out about him, I think that, I mean, my question is, why is he deciding to go quiet? Because he can defend himself in situations where the whole media is trying to defame him.
Basically, he, by his attorney, there's certain things that the attorney don't want him to say anything.
Right.
And believe me, he said everything will come up in the court of law. And he said, well, Mr. Rose, can you imagine that everybody just saying something? Macy lying on you. You can't say nothing. I mean, you're just biting your tongue, and I'm going through that right now, you know.
Right.
But he would love to answer every question that's going on with him. But by his attorney, it's certain things that advised by attorney that he shouldn't say. But on the 29th of next month, he do get arraigned, and I am going to be holding me and some other organizations will be holding a rally and a press conference outside of the Clayton County Courthouse to let them know that we feel this is just nothing but dirty politics and who is really investigating this case as we speak, you know.
Right.
And I'll be honest, I don't know if you remember the Derwin Brown situation. Remember the Derwin Brown?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm afraid for Victor Hill's safety. You know, I talked to one of his associates yesterday. You know, we have to pray for this young man because it seemed like that he's considered a threat. Maybe, you know, that he could win re-election. And he's not stopped. And whatever, and everything he keeps saying, he said, Mr. Rose, only thing I'm guilty of is I'm running for sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing he will say. Yeah,
well,
so
listen,
I pray
Rose,
for him
tight,
for safety.
Hold tight really quick. We're going to take a really quick commercial break and we'll be right back. Hold tight.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211. or phone BEC Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the eBuzz. This is your girl, Carla B., and I am actually speaking with one of the official spokespersons for the official spokesmen for the ex-sheriff, Victor Hill, ex-sheriff of Clayton County, Georgia, Mr. Rose, on the line with us. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want to go to the phone line really quickly. Our time is dwindling, but I do want to go to the phone line. We do have a caller out of Atlanta, Latasha Cook. You are live on the eBuzz with Carla B. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Carla. How are you?
I'm super great. Thanks for calling.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Mr. Jill, I work I'm with Ron Anthony. So,
okay.
And we're just, I would like to appreciate you first and foremost for allowing Mr. Rose to speak on this. I am aware of everything that is going on here and the situation. And, you know, I too am supportive of Mr. Hill because I am aware of the things that were going on, you know, before he even got to office. So I'm really appreciative of you allowing him this platform to speak.
Thank you. Thank you for supporting. It's funny how I was going to Clayton County at least twice a week. And if you know, I say, what you think about Victor Hill? A lot of people support Victor Hill, even the thing that's going on at hand. You know, they said he was a good sheriff when he was in office, and they still plan to vote for him. So even the negativity that's going on right now, even if I wasn't involved with all this type of stuff, a lot of people do remember, I guess, you know, he was a crime fighter. You know, you do not want to be in his jail because jail is for punishment. You know, you don't supposed to return to jail. You know, you're supposed to learn your punishment one time. And I know when I came to Victor Hill, on the other side, when a young man was considered hung himself in the jail, I went as an activist. So I went on the other side to address Victor Hill, okay, what is really going on? So that is my job. So that's how I approach things. You know, I will work with him at the same time. When I see some injustice, you know, as an activist, I have to address that issue as well. But I can say that he still has a lot of support, you know, from the youth. It's just the fact that you're innocent until proven guilty. I'm just everybody to be patient. But I can guarantee you that all the stuff what they're saying, it is not true. And I'm putting my voice on the line on that.
Right. Well, I'm sure, you know, whatever, you know, what's going on in the dark will definitely come to the light. And it's a great thing that the ex-sheriff definitely has you, you know, working for him and cheering for him, because I do see that you're doing some great, great things for a number of different people. So, again, kudos to you, Mr. Rose, and your organization. And Latasha Cook, I see all the great things that you're doing out there in the community and with Ron Anthony as well. So I just want to say kudos to you as well and keep up the great work. Again, you guys, it's been a great show. Mr. Rose, I definitely hope at a later time maybe you can be back, be a guest on my show again, along with the ex-sheriff, Victor Hill. And you never know, maybe he will, you know, become sheriff once again, because I know that he did some great things in Clayton County.
And let me remind your listeners, the only thing that Victor Hill is guilty of is running for sheriff.
That's
I know
profound.
That sounds kind of weird because of what he's facing, but you know what? God has the last answer on everything. Yeah. You know, he's the one that's going to judge. And I hate when people judge you and stuff. They don't really know what's really, really going on. Even before this happened with Victor Hill, you know, you hear stuff, oh, I can't stand him and this and that. But if you sit down with him and you just talk to him or whatever, and I sat down with him many a times, this man really want to help Clayton County. He really is concerned what's going on. He's not just holding a title. He's really concerned with what's going on.
Right. Well, hopefully he'll have, you know, of course, as the judicial system states, you're innocent until proven guilty. But, of course, the media plays, you know, a different part.
Right.
They put out a different thing, but as you say, you know, definitely it'll all come out. So, you know, if what you guys are putting out is true, I definitely wish him all the best, and hopefully he'll overcome all this stuff. So again, Mr. Rose, thanks so much for chiming in. That's our time. Thanks again, Mr. Rose and LaCosta. Thanks for calling in. That's our time. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.